Beginning with a low-speed chase watched by millions, the saga of O.J. Simpson became a cultural event in America, an event that continues to fascinate. In 1994, Simpson was arrested and charged with murdering his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend, Ronald Goldman. Tonight, FX begins a new show, American Crime Story, and its first season focuses on the trial, The People versus O.J. Simpson. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco and I covered all of this at the time, and she joined me in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
And Mandalit, we were part of a press corps dubbed Camp O.J., months in court covering that criminal trial. And one moment that really stands out in many people's minds all over the country was the televised event that kicked off that coverage, the slow speed chase.
That's right, Renee. You know, that day, everyone was expecting O.J. Simpson to turn himself in to face charges of a double homicide. And he was supposed to go downtown to surrender, but he slipped away and he was driven across the L.A. freeways in a white Bronco. 95 million people watched that slow speed car chase on TV. You remember, Renee?
Well, yeah, I do indeed. And that chase passed by not far from our NPR bureau in West L.A. It is hard to overstate now how shocking this was at the time. O.J. Simpson was an authentic American hero, not just a football star, but a household name, a good guy, handsome and strong, a real role model. And that he might have slashed his wife and her friend to death, unthinkable. And I was among the international press gathered at police headquarters downtown when it was announced that he was a fugitive, armed and dangerous. And when those words came out of the police spokesperson's mouth, there was this dramatic communal gasp, something, you know, right out of a movie. And then the slow speed chase, strange and unreal.
Yeah, a lot of people remember that day, you know, here in L.A., small crowds gathered on the freeway overpasses. Remember cheering on O.J. Simpson as he drove by? I was sent to his mansion in Brentwood, which is where he was headed. You know, fans were already there, some with kids on their shoulders. And O.J. Simpson was in his Bronco with a gun to his head. That's what we see in this new show.
O.J.'s in the back seat with a gun to his head!
Can I speak with Mr. Simpson?
No, I ain't speaking to nobody!
Nobody knew what was going to happen. And O.J. was so beloved. You know, was it going to end in tragedy? Everybody just kind of stood glued to whatever little TV they had found for hours.
Larry Karaszewski and Scott Alexander are writers and executive producers of the new series. They recall how for nearly a year, audiences sat through the so-called trial of the century. 150 million people tuned in for the not guilty verdict, making it one of the most watched events in television history. By then, the real-life principals had become familiar TV characters. There was Judge Lance Ito, who allowed TV cameras into the courtroom. There was wannabe actor houseguest Cato Kalin. There were the prosecutors, the underappreciated Christopher Darden, and Marcia Clark, a working mother in the midst of a bitter divorce. In American Crime Story, she's played by Sarah Paulson.
The O.J. Simpson you've never met. The face of a batterer, the abuser, the murderer.
While Clark argues Simpson's guilt, the tabloids and TV shows obsess over her appearance.
Oh, Jesus.
What we see with Marcia Clark is Frump incarnate. Guilty as charged.
Simpson's so-called dream team included high-profile lawyer Robert Shapiro, played by John Travolta. Simpson's loyal friend Robert Kardashian is played by David Schwimmer. And flamboyant attorney Johnny Cochran is played by Courtney Vance.
The evidence collected by the LAPD was contaminated, compromised, and corrupted.
That's it.
Nice alliteration, three C's.
It has a flow, honey, it's perfect. You got it. I'm glad you're on this.
It's like it's my destiny, baby.
The man at the center of it all, O.J. Simpson, is portrayed by Cuba Gooding Jr.
Absolutely 100% not guilty.
At an early screening, the actor said his director asked him to play the part ambiguously.
Each take, he would say, all right, do it this way like he did it. Now this time I want you to do it like he's frustrated because maybe his son did it and he's trying to, you know, it was my job to give them all those colors. I can't ever judge my character. I can't say this is an evil man. I can't do that. I have to keep that neutral balance. And it's funny because I would be looking through research materials and there would be something I'd go, Oh, no. Oh, no.
Kara Zuski and Alexander did their own research, but based most of their story on Jeffrey Toobin's best-selling book, The Run of His Life. Toobin covered both criminal and civil trials for The New Yorker before writing what's considered the definitive O.J. Simpson book.
This case combined everything that obsesses the American people. It had sex, it had race, it had violence, it had celebrity, sports, Hollywood, and the only eyewitness was a dog. So you could see why people were so captivated. But what makes the story so resonant in 2016 is that we live in the post-Ferguson world, and this is a story fundamentally about African Americans and the police.
The new TV series also fleshes out details that were not necessarily known at the time. Before the jurors and lawyers visited Simpson's mansion during the trial, Johnny Cochran apparently staged his home with African art and swapped out photos of his white friends and family for black relatives. Writer Alexander says it was all there in the book.
Jeff Toobin's book was so great just for the weird, eccentric detail that illuminates character and illuminates plot. So we just wanted to pack in as much weird stuff that people do not know, where they go, what?
The series also winks at today's audiences. One scene shows O.J. Simpson hiding out in Robert Kardashian's house in his daughter Kim's bedroom. The Kim Kardashian, now a reality TV star. Kim Kardashian and her now famous siblings are seen basking in the celebrity of their father, who's not having it.
We are Kardashians. And in this family, being a good person and a loyal friend is more important than being famous. Fame is fleeting. It's hollow.
Some scenes in American Crime Story were shot in Robert Kardashian's actual house. He and Johnny Cochran are no longer alive. Marcia Clark is now a novelist and legal analyst on TV. Former LAPD detective Mark Furman, who found the infamous bloody glove at the crime scene and was convicted for perjury, he's also an author and TV analyst. Cato Kalin hosts a TV show, and O.J. Simpson, acquitted for the double murder, remains behind bars for kidnapping and armed robbery. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.